such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans back home. I'm Sherry Preston. Cheers as the Americans held in Russia arrive back on U.S. soil. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, along with Paul Whelan and Russian-American journalist Alsu Kermisheva, walked off a plane last night. President Biden was there and discussed it.
Toughest call on this one for other countries. I asked them to do some things that were against their immediate self-interest. And really very difficult for them to do, particularly Germany and Slovenia.
Vice President Kamala Harris was also there and discussed the prisoner exchange, praising her boss.
Building the strength that we have through diplomacy to have outcomes like this. And there's so much at stake right now in our country and in this upcoming election, including who has which approach to understanding America's strength. This is an example of the strength of American leadership.
The exchange, the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. This is ABC News. He had everyone fooled. Words of the mother of a victim at the sex assault sentencing of a former FBI agent. Details from ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Alabama's state police hired Christopher Bauer even after he was kicked out of the FBI amid earlier claims he raped a co-worker at knife point. Sentenced to life Thursday for sexually assaulting an 11-year-old girl while a state trooper. The Associated Press found Bauer moved from one law enforcement job to another with a forged letter, making it appear he was eligible for rehire. Defense attorneys claim the girl made up the allegations and Bauer deserved leniency following his own abusive childhood.
Bauer maintaining his innocence at the sentencing. In Cleveland this weekend, yo-yo users from around the world gathering for the 2024 World Yo-Yo Contest. Skilled competitors like this guy looking to take down current champion, teenager Mir Kim from South Korea.
If you're the world yo-yo champion, you can pretty much write your own ticket, as long as the only thing on that ticket is getting free yo-yos.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers is releasing more than $250 million to support Wisconsin's long-term caregiving workforce. The Department of Health Services will use the $258 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to create a minimum fee schedule that raises wages and provides care for older adults and individuals with disabilities. A guilty verdict in the death of a Milwaukee area man in a dispute over tattoos. Prosecutors said Kevin Samer didn't like Josh Davies' tattoos and was looking for a fight when he punched Davies in the head outside a Heartland bar. Davies fell and struck his head and later died from his injuries. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is partnering with local law enforcement agencies for this weekend's annual ATV-UTV Think Smart Before You Start campaign. The agency says the weekend is less about writing tickets, more about informing people on how they can stay safe while riding.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday during Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Get 40 pounds of black oil sunflower seed on sale for $12.99. Save $150 on a Blackstone 28-inch griddle, now just $249.99. Pick up two 40-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt for only $10. And get a 27-gallon industrial tote on sale for $6.99. Don't miss out on truckload deals this Thursday through Sunday only at Fleet Farm.
Small town, big heart during the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday of the fair. The truck and tractor pull is Friday at 8 and senior day is Sunday. Season passes and ride tickets are available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, August 8th through the 11th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy here the next couple of days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 87 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 66. Tomorrow, sunshine 88 by Sunday, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms 83. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It was no accident me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven's smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I
tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Moonlight on your face, oh, how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. So I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. Finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years. Here we go. All right. Oh, my next 30 years, I'm gonna
watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Even the man in the moon is crying.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mark Colley and Even the Man on the Moon is Crying here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And we have temperatures low to mid-60s across the region, expecting mid to upper 80s today. Our ag weather forecast this hour, also this hour, we'll talk with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin about the Meat Business Initiative bill that she has introduced in the U.S. Senate. That's coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Later on this morning, we will have coverage of the Buffalo County Junior Beef Show. And we'll have our coverage beginning on our video streaming page of our website, starting at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll also have it on NTech Channel 99 as well. And we'll also have the Junior Livestock Auction tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, again on our streaming video service and also on NTech Channel 99. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board for sponsoring our video streaming service. And thank you to the Durand, Arkansas School District for allowing us to use NTech Channel 99 for the events from Buffalo County. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to look at modeling greenhouse gases in the future. This was presented by Dr. Victor Cabrera from the University of Wisconsin. And of course, we know greenhouse gas emission continues to be a big factor, and so we're trying to be carbon neutral by 2050. There's a number of models out there. Why do we need another model? And that is because the one from Wisconsin is very targeted for dairy farmers, consultants, and nutritionists. Very straightforward, Bill, to understand. So what we're doing is we're putting the inputs in, such things as herd, cow numbers, barns design, manure systems on the farm, types of crops being raised, and any purchase feeds as well, putting that into the model. We then get an output from that, and that output then will tell me such things as the amount of greenhouse gases being produced in a report, and it's very nicely laid out in bar graphs. It's very easy to see. The real power bill is what ifs. Now, what if I change something, and if I make that decision, what is the economic impact that does it have, both economics on the farm and also on the greenhouse gases as well? This program, the good news, Bill, is that it's free. You can not download it, but you can go to the University of Wisconsin, Dr. Victor Cabrera's website there called dairymanagement.info, I-N-F-O, and this is one of many programs he has there. So what we're looking at is the output of carbon dioxide in terms of total production and also the amount per kilogram or per pound of milk that's being produced off that farm. It's interesting to me, Bill, that temperature becomes a player in this and also the weather, meaning that it affects the release of methane, especially from manure, and also has an impact in terms of carbon dioxide that's being produced as well. We're looking here in terms of total yield. This program he showed to us in terms of methane, about 37 tons annually coming from this farm, and this is a 150-cow dairy farm. Half a ton of nitrogen oxide, and that is a really potent gas as far as that goes, with total carbon dioxide being somewhere in the 45.5 ton range. The bar graph was interesting to me. 44% of that was coming from the milking herd itself, 23% from crops, 15% from manure handling, from the manure itself, another 5% from the handling of the manure, 5% for fuel utilization on that dairy farm, and 1% from energy going into the dairy barn. So he did model, which I found interesting, 150 cow Holstein herd, weighing 1,500 pounds, producing 89 pounds of milk, three times a day milking, 35% culling, using straw, a slurry-type manure system, out into a lagoon with a crust on it. And actually, the crust becomes very important because that's part of the sealing process. And that was done in Madison, on a Madison environment, which has time and temperature relationships as well. So, Bill, what was interesting is that we looked at methane production. And on this farm here, annually about 54.7 tons per year. If you switch to sand away from straw, that dropped down to 47.7 tons. That's about a 7-ton saving. That could be very important if we look down in the future. If you put a biodigester in, and bigger farms can do this, although there's some other strategies for smaller farms, that drops that methane down to 39.1. And if you empty it out, that generator drops down to 37. So a lot of what ifs. What if I change something on the farm? They also have an opportunity to look at a 3-NOP. That's one of the new additives, not available in the U.S., but in Canada and Europe. And that would basically drop methane production from the cows by 23%. There's some variation around that point as well. So our take-home message is that there are some really practical approaches that we can look at to try to reduce methane and greenhouse gases being produced. The good news is the Wisconsin program is free and very easy to run as far as that goes and allows you and I to ask, what if I make some changes? Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. And there's been frustration over China's absence in the global dairy market, and part of the reason is increased domestic milk production. Rabobank's Mary Ledman talks with Lee Milkey about it and what it means for the world and the U.S. dairy industry on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my TV, get off the phone, get
don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't work a day. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one. And oh, by the way, pick up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm happy, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
66 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from the overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, pretty quiet as all the contracts are steady. September at 21.01, October 21.08, November 20.48, December milk at 19.64. Cheese markets were lower yesterday. Barrels down 2.5 to 195. 40-pound blocks down 1 3/4 to 189 3/4, no trades. Cash butter steady at 312 3/4, no trades. Grade A nonfat dry milk up a half to 124, no trades on the day. And dry whey up a half to 62.5, one trade on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed today, as really the cash markets haven't been defined yet, and plus the contracts are extremely oversold. So there is some expectations that, if anything, we're going to see some technical buying in the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, they're going to open mixed as well. Another positive day for hogs yesterday, as the trade continues to watch the positive consumer demand. August live cattle opens the day at 184.80, October 183.72, December 184.60. August feeder cattle open at 253.15, September 251.80, October at 250.87. August hogs open at 93.15, October 77.02, December at 69.32. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and soybeans are moving up mostly higher as both corn and beans try to bounce back after the new lows from yesterday. So we do have some technical buying in the market, but the trade is still watching the moderating weather forecast. Wheat markets, so they're moving mostly lower this morning. Some weakness in MATIF wheat prices, and also harvest pressure continuing to pressure the market. September corn up 1 3/4 to 383 3/4. December and March both up 2. December at 4.5. March at 417 1/4. New crop 25 up 3/4 to 444. August beans up 7 to 1029. September up 13 1/4 to 1022 1/4. November up 13.5 to 1030. New crop 25 up 11 1/4 to 1067 1/4. August soybean meal up $1.90 to 357.80. August soybean oil down 43 cents to 42.87. Chicago wheat, September down 1 1/4 to 530 3/4. December down 1 to 555 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, September down 1/4 to 588 1/4. December down 1/2 to 607 1/2. Energy markets this morning are mixed. September crude oil up 8 cents to 76.39. October up 6 cents to 75.46. Meanwhile, September gas up a cent to 240, while October down a cent
to 221. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, a cash corn at $3.30, a September $3.30, new crop $3.44, cash beans $9.63, and new crop at $9.37. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.67, September $3.62, new crop $3.53, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.62, September $3.57, new crop $3.53. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.39, new crop $3.43, cash beans $9.71, new crop $9.41. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.52, new crop $3.48, cash beans $9.60, new crop at $9.36. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.52, September $3.52, new crop $3.51, cash beans $9.81, September $9.71, new crop at $9.57. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.42, new crop $3.46, cash beans $9.71, new crop $9.44. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $179 to $200, Holstein fed cattle $162 to $185, market cows $112 to $142, bulls $168 to $177, calves at $320 to $760, beef steers $175 to $462, Holstein steers $135 to $362, sheep markets, market lambs $185 and down, light lambs $170 and down, ewes $105 and down, rams $180 and down, goat markets, does $220 and down, bucks $170 and down. That's a check of markets from the Buffalo County Fair. And Brian Winnikins, this is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies, and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems.
did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Porch like we did back then. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. The bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Thank you. of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tommy's selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research, and Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams,
but we all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds.
Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane war, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 has dreams,
but living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, as we talk about a new bill that she has introduced called the Meat Business Innovation Act of 2014. And Senator Baldwin, thanks for joining us. Well, just by the sound of this bill, it sounds kind of like the Dairy Business Innovation Act.
Well, I'm glad you started there, because I think your listeners are familiar with the Dairy Business Innovation Act and its successes. And this is very much modeled after that bill, because, you know, I've seen firsthand how the Dairy Business Innovation Act has helped farmers and processors tap into new markets, improve their operations, innovate new products. And so now I want to lead the charge to use this model to help our livestock farmers and our meat processors to confront the challenges and headwinds that they face.
So in Wisconsin, of course, the dairy industry is the biggest industry within the biggest industry in Wisconsin, agriculture, but dairy is king. But for Wisconsin's livestock, they're pretty darn good, too, with employing about, what, 43,000 people?
That's the estimate. And it contributes about $34 billion to our state's economy. So a major influence on our agricultural economy. But, you know, this bill will be flexible in terms of what the grants can be used to do, but it will help our livestock farmers with the unique challenges that they face, including access to meat processing. And these grants can also help meat processors. The focus would be the small and medium sized operations, and really help provide an opportunity to grow and innovate.
So how are some of the things, what are some of the things inside the bill that will help these smaller and medium sized processors?
Well, there will be a lot of flexibility in terms of what the funds can be used for, But, you know, it helps them bring their operations to the next level. And whether that be a business plan development, workforce development and training, or market evaluation, plant upgrades, process improvements, you know, again, very similar to what we saw with the Dairy Business Innovation Act, but instead for meat business.
Talking with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, she's introducing the Meat Business Innovation Act, which is similar to the Dairy Business Innovation Act. So just like the dairy program, you want to see three regional centers. Where would they be located, or is that not really yet been determined?
Yeah, we don't set the location of those centers in the proposed bill. But I figure we would be very competitive for one if this bill or let's be optimistic when this bill passes, and you know, the regional nature has been very helpful, again using the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative, so that there's you know, regional access, so you're not dealing with an entity that's many hundreds of miles away.
So the big question that everyone always asks, how do we pay for it, or where's the money coming from?
Well, this would authorize $30 million in annual appropriations and also $30 million in annual Commodity Credit Corporation funding for this program. And so it would be dealt with in half of it in the appropriations process.
Talking with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin this morning as she has introduced the Meat Business Innovation Act of 2024. So, Senator Baldwin, are you wanting to see this as a standalone bill, or are you wanting to see this potentially attached to the Farm Bill, which, of course, is still stuck?
Yeah. Well, given when we're introducing it, probably a standalone bill. We've already seen the House act on its farm bill. The Senate has a framework that has already been put out. I think this is a proposal that we hope to earn support for over the course of the months to come. And hopefully can get over the finish line on its own.
When you introduce these bills, you always try to get co-sponsors. I kind of have figured that out with the AM for Every Vehicle Act. You always want to have co-sponsors first.
Yes.
So do you have co-sponsors? And at the same time, with the AM radio bill, we're running out of time. Where are we at with that? But do you have co-sponsors?
Right. So we're introducing the I'm introducing the bill today on my own. I am going to be talking to my colleagues, especially those who represent states where this is a significant industry. That's usually how I work on advancing proposals, is pairing up with senators who have states with similar economies. So you can imagine some of the folks that I'll be reaching out to. I imagine that they're hearing what I'm hearing from the livestock industry and processing industry. And so I think I should get some enthusiasm in terms of the reactions I get.
I know you do have to go, but one final quick question on the AM for Every Vehicle Act. We all have enough votes, but nothing's happening. Do you know, is this coming to the floor, the Senate or the House? The House, you don't know, but the Senate, is this going to come to the floor? Or are we going to run out of time?
Well, I think the way that it needs to come to the floor probably is through what we call, it's an expedited procedure. But what you do is you propose to bring up a bill under an expedited procedure. We call it hotlining. I'm getting into the weeds. But that basically gives you a chance to see if anyone's objecting to it. If anyone's objecting to it, you have to bring it up and take you know, some considerable time to work through the bill. If no one's objecting to it, you can often pass things on unanimous consent. And that tends to happen to a whole bunch of bills towards the end of the session, where you know you're not going to have enough time to bring them to the floor, have a prolonged debate. But if there's a whole series of bills that don't have much objection, you can usually go through a bunch of those at the tail end of the session.
All right. Well, Senator Baldwin, again, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That is Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advanced tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The temperatures will warm up today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have light winds and high humidities. It will remain dry here through Saturday, but then rain chances return Saturday night. Additional rain chances next week are also possible as cooler temperatures settle into the region. Sunshine throughout the day today, highs 85 to 90, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, northwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 14 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 57 to 62, relative humidities at 88 to 93%, northwest winds at 5 to 7, becoming light. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 83 to 88, and relative humidities at 49 to 54%. Light winds becoming west at around 5. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, cooler, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75. And Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 70 to 75.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The varroa mite attacks honeybees and can destroy entire colonies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Examine your hives throughout the season to save your bees as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Is a very serious pest of honeybees. All hives have varroa mites. It's just a matter of how many, because if left to get out of control, they will kill the hive. You have to monitor the hives from time to time to determine if treatment is needed. Greg Hunt is a